Good morning. For WVIK News, I'm Herb Trix. Governor J.B. Pritzker has signed a law that eliminates driver's license suspensions for most non-moving violations. The governor says it will allow tens of thousands of motorists in Illinois to have driving privileges reinstated. That means more people will be able to work. He says suspending licenses for having too many unpaid tickets, fines, and fees doesn't necessarily make a person pay the bill, but it does mean that people don't have a way to pay. According to Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot, a study showed that 42% of those who had their licenses suspended lost their jobs. Well, the YWCA in Rock Island is working on plans to move to the former site of a downtown car dealership. President and CEO Julie Larson says the Y bought the Zimmerman Honda property on 5th Avenue at 18th Street a year ago because its current building is 67 years old and needs many repairs. A new building would have room for all of its current programs, plus space to expand its child care programs.
You know, when you do child care, you really need a facility that's built specifically for that purpose because of the regulations, and that's one of the reasons why we are building new, is because it's very difficult to renovate space for existing space for a child care center.
Currently, the YWCA provides child care for about 130 children a day, and in a new facility, that number could grow to 210. Larson says she just received a permit, so demolition at the Zimmerman property could begin next month. Construction of the new $9 million facility could begin later this year, but she wants to make sure first that the Y has raised more of that total before breaking ground. Well, people who work at Pier 1 Imports in Davenport may get to keep their jobs. According to Business Insider, the company has removed hundreds of stores from its website, and the one in Davenport is not one of them. Pier 1 Imports has not released a list of stores to be closed, but Business Insider reports the 260 stores that were dropped from the website are likely to be closed. Among those dropped from the website include Coralville, Dubuque, West Des Moines, and Sioux City in Iowa, plus 13 in Illinois. When we tried to call the Davenport 1 Pier 1 store, the number was non-working. Several years ago, it moved from a site near North Park Mall to a new store on Elmore Avenue. Well, Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden says recent U.S. trade announcements with Mexico and Canada, as well as China, have been good deals. But he told Iowa Public Radio Iowa farmers are only going to get back to where things were at the end of the Obama administration.
We're not spending the time and energy to focus on China where they're really hurting us, on stealing intellectual secrets, making sure that we're in a position where they're stealing notions that are opportunities that exist for Americans across the board.
Biden made the comments to Iowa Public Radio over the weekend before speaking at a town hall on the campus of Simpson College in Indianola. An Iowa inmate, Jendrick Hicks, has spent 43 years in prison for a murder that his lawyers say his deceased half-brother actually committed. Now 73 years old, Hicks is asking for DNA testing on a hunting cap that the killer left at the scene of the fatal shooting at a southeastern Iowa motel that could either prove his innocence or affirm his guilt. Hicks is serving a life sentence for the 1976 murder of 28-year-old Jerry Foster at the Hillcrest Motel on Highway 61 outside Fort Madison. His petition claims his prosecution was based on flawed eyewitness and fingerprint analysis testimony. For WVIK, Quad Cities NPR, I'm Herb Trix.